Hachette Audio presents Rusty Puppy, written by Joe R. Lansdale, read by Christopher Ryan Grant. This one's for my literary agent Danny Bearer and my film agent Brian Lipson, both of whom have helped make my life more comfortable, and to them I send my sincere appreciation for their consistent efforts to improve my career, which can be a full-time job unto itself, and for being good friends. Thanks, guys. And an acknowledgement to my friend Jim Mickle for directing my work so well on screen, and for my brother, Nick D'Amici, for adapting these works so kindly and carefully. Once you get dead and you ain't dead anymore, and you come back because somebody pressed on your chest and you took a breath and shot a turd, you got a different view on things. That being said, if I ain't in the hospital and I can get around, I never miss Tuesday night chili. Jim Bob Luke. Chapter 1. I was still getting over being dead, and let me tell you, that's a comeback. I died twice in the hospital after being stabbed, and the last thing I remember before I awoke from death was Leonard being there, shoveling vanilla cookies into his face, waiting for me to wake up. Actually, I was awake, but I couldn't fully open my eyes other than just enough to see him. I repeatedly felt as if I were drifting away on a slow boat to nowhere with a stick up my weenie. That turned out to be a catheter, but it felt like a stick. A big one. Doctors and nurses saved me from the big, dark plunge, and I didn't...